Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for issues that matter. And for some of the finest guests, some of the finest minds we can bring on to talk about them. The first of those issues, of course, is the abortion decision that is pending at the Supreme Court. The oral arguments this morning were fascinating and very encouraging for those of us who actually can actually read the Constitution. The justices, especially Judge Kavanaugh and Judge Alito, made it very, very clear that, look, the Constitution doesn't say anything about abortion. It is neutral on the issue. So what does that mean to the decision that they're making now, which is not a decision about what the Constitution says so much as a decision about whether a law that was passed by the legislature, signed by the governor, that is part of the law book in Mississippi, if that law is going to be struck down or upheld? That's the issue. We will get to that issue. We'll be talking about that with Ross Douthat of the New York Times, who's written a wonderful, really persuasive and wonderful piece about the case against abortion. And we will also be speaking with Dr. Al Mohler, the president of the Southern Baptist Seminary, because there are many, many people of faith who have put heart and soul and passion and commitment into trying to do something about the more extreme aspects of the Roe versus Wade decision from 1973. Gosh, it's been a long time. A decision under which there have been little bits of human life and millions of them who have not seen the light of day. We will get to that. We will also get to the ongoing trial of Jussie Smollett. Remember him? He was used as an indication of how racist America was, how endangered every person of color was in his case, how endangered every gay person, LGBTQ person was. And it turns out it's all a fraud. We'll be speaking to Professor Wilfred Riley, who has written a book about the hate crimes hoax. And we'll be speaking to this courageous and extremely brilliant black scholar coming up on the Medved Show. And also speaking to Damon Linker about one of the biggest issues before the country now, and it's going to be a decisive issue in the elections of 2022, and I'm afraid of 2024 as well. The reason I say I'm afraid is I'd like to see the whole crime wave that is engulfing the country, and it's really become a tsunami, that wave turn back, or at least receding a little bit before 2024, but I'm not sure that will happen. How the issue of crime is playing out, and why it is not just big cities anymore, it's everywhere. We'll be speaking to Damon Linker of the Week about that as well. And a very busy day on the Medved Show. Okay, first of all, it's extraordinary. Just hearing and reading these questions and answers, the three remarkably skillful lawyers, and they were all wonderful advocates for their point of view. And there were two on behalf of defending the Roe v. Wade precedent. Now, why is that? Because the President of the United States gets to appoint a very crucial lawyer known as the Solicitor General, who represents the executive branch and represents the government of the U.S., when causes come before the Supreme Court. The president can take sides. We all know what side Joe Biden is on now. He's made that very clear. Despite having been more moderate on the abortion issue years before, Joe Biden is now very firmly in the so-called pro-choice camp, the pro-abortion camp. So right now, the president's lawyer, who is a very gifted and brilliant lawyer named Elizabeth Prelogar, and I think that's the right pronunciation. She's from Idaho. And she represents the administration. There is another attorney representing the abortion clinic in Mississippi that is suing the state of Mississippi to remove any restrictions on their delivering abortions after 15 weeks, which is what the law is now. And there is the Solicitor General of the state of Mississippi, who is also very effective and doing a very, very strong job. The indications are, and now spoiler alert, it looks extremely likely that they are going to uphold the law in Mississippi. Now, does this mean that's the end for the ruling of Roe v. Wade? It does not. Now, how can that be? If they allow this abortion law to survive in Mississippi, which says, yes, you can get an abortion, and you can get the abortion up until 15 weeks, but after 15 weeks, the state has the right and the ability, and Mississippi has chosen to exercise that, to ban abortion. To say no. And basically, this is, I think, where the court is going to come down. It may be a sweeping overturn of Roe v. Wade, but I think it will at least be this, which is a modification of the Casey decision, not of the Roe decision. The Casey decision was in 1993. It was 20 years after Roe. And what it did is it said, look, the standard should not be how many weeks, or first trimester, second trimester, third trimester. It should be that the states cannot put an undue burden on a woman's access to abortion. It preserves the actually ridiculous idea that the Constitution of the United States contains a right to abortion. There is nothing in the written Constitution. It was written down, it was debated, it was approved by the 13 states, it's been approved by all the other states that have chosen to enter this union. Okay, the Constitution doesn't say anything about abortion. So basically, leaving that teaching alone, leaving that holding alone from Roe, and just going to Casey and saying, the Casey decision says that the woman's right to the abortion that the Constitution found added into it by the decision in 1973, that doesn't have to be changed. What has to be changed is saying that limiting a right to abortion to 15 weeks is not an undue burden. And there were a number of questions like that. You'll hear some of them in the oral arguments, which we're going to play for you, that the questions indicate that, okay, if you know, you will know that you are pregnant by 15 weeks, the chances are. And it is not an undue burden to make a point that if you choose to have an abortion, then you will exercise that right of choice at the point of 15 weeks. 15 weeks may be a little bit earlier than viability is usually defined. And this was an item that was argued about in the oral arguments. Most countries in the world do not permit late-term abortions, but the term is usually somewhat longer, allowing those abortions more than 15 weeks. Where is this going to end up? How are the justices going to vote? And what does it mean for the country and for the pro-life movement and for people of faith across the country who are concerned? We'll get to that and more coming up.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Michael Medved show, they are just announcing that a little bit earlier today, a fourth child died in that horrible school shooting in the state of Michigan and outside Detroit, about 60 miles north of Detroit in the Oakland County. The killer, 15 years old, is going to be tried as an adult, which, given the fact that he took four human lives, he was armed with multiple rounds of ammunition. What's interesting is that he didn't resist when the police stopped him, and thank God it was only four people who were killed. It could have been much worse. One of the questions people are asking about now is, okay, during the period of the pandemic, when we were experiencing intense lockdowns and people were trying to learn at home, there were almost no school shootings or acts of violence in schools. Now the levels of school shooting have just shot up, so that it's higher than it was before the pandemic. Why is that? We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. This is an historic day because of the oral arguments inside the court. The Solicitor General of the state of Mississippi, who is really arguing here with the Solicitor General of the United States, the Solicitor General is Elizabeth Prelogar from Idaho, appointee of the Biden administration. And the Solicitor General of the state of Mississippi, his name is Scott Stewart, and he has shaped this case, I think, very competently and very capably, and I'm impressed by the advocates altogether, but you expect that before the Supreme Court. The Mississippi Solicitor General, Scott Stewart, began the argument. Here is what he had to say during these oral arguments. This is clip number 3.
Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey haunt our country. They have no basis in the Constitution. They have no home in our history or traditions. They've damaged the democratic process. They've poisoned the law. They've choked off compromise. For 50 years, they've kept this court at the center of a political battle that it can never resolve. And 50 years on, they stand alone. Nowhere else does this court recognize a right to end a human life. Consider this case. The Mississippi law here prohibits abortions after 15 weeks. The law includes robust exceptions for a woman's life and health. It leaves months to obtain an abortion. Yet the courts below struck the law down. It didn't matter that the law applies when an unborn child is undeniably human, when risks to women surge, and when the common abortion procedure is brutal. The lower courts held that because the law prohibits abortions before viability, it is unconstitutional no matter what. Roe and Casey's core holding, according to those courts, is that the people can protect an unborn girl's life when she just barely can survive outside the womb, but not any earlier when she needs a little more help. That is the world under Roe and Casey. That is not the world the Constitution promises.
Okay, because the Constitution doesn't say anything about viability. Viability also changes. And one could wish that they had extended the deadline a little bit further than the 15 weeks. Most countries in the world, like Britain and Canada, they have limitations for abortion when a child has been gestating for 22 weeks or more. It's between 22 and 24 weeks. And that's because that's a more generally held standard of viability, that the baby can survive outside the womb. But what he's coming to, attorney, the Solicitor General, Scott Stewart, is that kind of compromise, that kind of middle way on abortion, which is what most nations do, has been impossible because of Roe. In other words, when the court takes the decision away from the legislatures of the states, and it says this is now a legal matter for courts to decide, you have that awful prospect of these nine individuals who were appointed. They're not elected. They are not really supposed to represent the people of the state of Mississippi or the people of the United States. They represent the Constitution. And here the argument that the Constitution says, as he puts it, that you can protect by law a little baby girl who has reached the level of 22 weeks, but you can't protect a baby girl at 15 weeks. Isn't that a ridiculous thing to decide in the courtroom? And that feeling came across by some of the comments, that were made by Solicitor General Scott Stewart and by some of the justices. Here is the Solicitor General of Mississippi continuing the argument, which basically is an argument is let the people decide. Trust democracy. Let democracy function. Here's what he had to say. 3B.
The Constitution places its trust in the people. On hard issue after hard issue, the people make this country work. Abortion is a hard issue. It demands the best from all of us, not a judgment by just a few of us. When an issue affects everyone, and when the Constitution does not take sides on it, it belongs to the people. Roe and Casey have failed, but the people, if given the chance, will succeed. This court should overrule Roe and Casey and uphold the state's law.
And Roe and Casey, they're talking about the Planned Parenthood versus Casey, the more recent case, which I do think will be overruled, and Roe v. Wade from 1973. The other side, the Solicitor General of the United States, Elizabeth Prelogar, she went to the idea of abortion as a fundamental human right that is implied in the Constitution. That was the holding in Roe. Here is what she had to say in defense of that idea. But we will get to that. We're going to actually be speaking to Ross Douthat about that and much more, and the long-term meaning to the whole religious conservative movement of this very, very eventful morning. We will be right back on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I really enjoy your program. I listen to talk radio all day. You're definitely right up there, the cream of the crop.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the economy is on the minds of many, President Biden says you have more money in your pocket thanks to him.
Wages are up thanks to the American Rescue Plan. We've delivered significant tax cuts for families raising kids. Tax cuts and rising wages for middle-class families mean the Americans on average have about $100 more in their pockets every month.
Biden adding every country in the world is grappling with high prices as they recover from the pandemic. The Michigan school shooter allegedly knocked on doors acting as a sheriff in an attempt to lure students. A terrifying cell phone video shows kids huddled in a classroom with a person right outside posing as a police officer, yelling it's safe to come out. The kids and teacher didn't believe him and quickly fled through the classroom windows to safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the extraordinary and I think deeply eloquent and persuasive declarations that has helped prepare America for the debate today, very substantive debate before the Supreme Court of the United States, was a piece by Ross Douthat, columnist for the New York Times, and he was speaking about the case against abortion. And part of what he says in making that case against abortion is this. He says, at the core of our legal system, you'll find a promise that human beings should be protected from lethal violence. Anybody disagree with that? It's pretty obvious. And then this. There is no way to seriously deny that abortion is a form of killing. Ross, did you listen to the Supreme Court questions today?
I did for the most part. I probably got, you know, three quarters of them, and then I had a personal call I had to take.
Well, appropriate.
I know what was said, basically.
Appropriate for somebody who's the author of a current triumphant bestseller called The Deep Places. It is a memoir of illness and discovery. It was published just a couple of weeks ago. Do you share the general assumption that the two things were apparent? One is that the majority of the justices look very likely to side with Mississippi and to preserve this law protecting babies who have developed for more than 15 weeks. And the other is that the side arguing for a human life was actually getting the better of the argument.
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly on the first point, I think it's very, very, very likely that the court will uphold the Mississippi law. I think we should be a little more uncertain about what that will mean for abortion writ large. I think you could certainly see in some of Chief Justice Roberts' questions a desire that I think fits with his operating style to find a way to issue a more limited ruling that upholds this law and sort of narrows the right to abortion but doesn't overturn Roe and Casey outright. On the other hand, he wasn't joined in that kind of questioning by any of the justices who would need to join him to make that actually happen, meaning some either Brett Kavanaugh or Amy Coney Barrett or anyone else on the conservative side. So that makes it seem more likely that the ruling will overturn Roe and Casey. But obviously you don't want to speculate too much with this court. On the second point, I mean, look, as listeners can tell from those quotes from my column, I'm pro-life, so I'm obviously inclined already to think that the pro-life side had the better of the argument. I think what's certainly true, though, is that in part because of the weakness of their position on the court, the arguments that were offered not by the lawyers but by the more liberal justices, probably especially Stephen Breyer, really leaned hard on stare decisis, on the principle that, you know, an important decision by the court once made should endure, endure because essentially because it's already been made, right? Which is not an argument on the merits for either Roe or Planned Parenthood versus Casey. And I do think it's a partial acknowledgement that, as even pro-choice legal scholars often admit, neither of those rulings is terribly compelling as constitutional law. So the strongest way to defend them is just to appeal to their existence and relative antiquity.
Well, it's relative antiquity.
Meaning
1993.
And one of them is older.
Right. Okay. Basically, here was Justice Sotomayor, I think, who was even more than saying that, well, it's just a matter of stare decisis. She was basically saying it's a matter of civil peace, that there will be some kind of wrenching and tumultuous revolutionary civil war breaking out if they narrow the availability of abortion at all, basically. That's the kind of argument, I guess, that is meant to appeal to Justice Roberts, who is very much a believer in stare decisis. He's backed it before. But it's so an attempt to, I think, scare pro-life activists about the real impact about the decision that's likely to come down this summer.
Yeah, I think that what Sotomayor was doing was in part its own form of lobbying of John Roberts, right, of saying you care about the prestige of the court. You very carefully marshaled and stewarded through this period of polarization. Don't issue a ruling that will prompt, you know, liberals to turn on the court in some profound and transformative way. But the way that she phrased it, it didn't seem to me that she was really hoping to convince him. It was more sort of trying to play the prophetess, the Cassandra of what was to come. And, you know, in terms of what will come, you know, I think the reality is that even, you know, a full overturning of Roe and Casey will lead very quickly to a kind of frenzy of action and activism and legal battles in the states with totally unpredictable consequences for the country and the Republican Party. All of that is true, but I think precisely because it will lead so quickly to that kind of activity, because the court is not outlawing abortion, it's not creating a new reality. The new reality will be created legislatively. I think any kind of sort of backlash or anger at the court of the kind she's warning about will quickly be taken up in legislative politics and electoral politics, which of course is how our system is supposed to work in the first place.
Well, the other scary thing is that right now there's a 39-member commission about judicial reform, particularly the Supreme Court, where some members of that 39-member commission, it's a decided minority, favor what's called court packing, which is, and certainly there will be screams, not calls. I can hear Maxine Waters now. I can hear Nancy Pelosi now. That if this decision comes down, and it's due to come down this summer, and the way that I think everyone is expecting, don't you think they're going to call for adding, another 5 members to the court immediately?
Oh, probably. But I think, I mean, in the sense that people will call for that, definitely. People were calling for that before the last election cycle. The Biden administration created this commission for the reason that you always create a commission, which is to make a problem go away rather than actually addressing it. The point of this commission is the opposite of laying the groundwork for actual court packing. It's to sort of muffle it with a soft bureaucratic blanket so that activists don't bother the Biden White House about it. So I think to get to court packing, you would need a kind of liberal political landslide in this country on the scale, gave the Democrats some huge Senate majority and swept Republicans out of power. And that may happen someday, but it's not going to happen in 2022 or 2024. There's not going to be a context where that becomes a live reality in the immediate political future at all.
Don't you think Democrats prefer to actually make abortion a political issue rather than crime, for instance, or inflation, or some of the things that are hurting them right now? It's all fascinating. It's important. I think that there are a lot of people who are pro-life advocates like Ross Douthat who never thought we would see this day, the day we've seen today. There will be more. We'll also be speaking to Dr. Al Mohler. And more coming up on The MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed.
I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
City sidewalk, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
And yeah, it's a season to think about family and joy and satisfaction and light. Hanukkah, this is the third day of Hanukkah today, is a holiday of light as well. And speaking about celebrating light and joy, before we get back to the oral arguments today before the Supreme Court, there is a joy-filled, I mean, incredibly celebratory and upbeat and lovely and full of love and beauty and gorgeousness tweet that counts as our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet alert came out today at 4:30 a.m., and it's from the National Women's Law Center. And the National Women's Law Center, which is a very powerful, influential, pro-choice group and advocate, wrote, "Rise and shine!" Exclamation point. Which is a biblical quote, by the way. Rise and shine, they say. Today's the day, and it's time to show that abortion is love. No, I'm not kidding. I'm making it up. They say that abortion is love. Does anyone want to take a crack at explaining how abortion is love? They go on. They say, and it's time to show that abortion is love. Abortion is justice. Okay. How is it justice? Justice implies somebody's being punished. And yeah, I think you could say somebody suffers. Abortion is love, abortion is justice, and they say an abortion is essential. Make your voice heard in D.C. and in Mississippi. And there are lots of people who are out demonstrating about just that. And, this is what the Solicitor General of the United States Elizabeth Preligar had to say in her presentation before the court in the oral arguments. This is clip four.
For a half century, this court has correctly recognized that the Constitution protects a woman's fundamental right to decide whether to end a pregnancy before viability. That guarantee that the state cannot force a woman to carry a pregnancy to term and give birth has engendered substantial individual and societal reliance. The real-world effects of overruling Roe and Casey would be severe and swift. Nearly half of the states already have or are expected to enact bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, many without exceptions for rape or incest. Women who are unable to travel hundreds of miles to gain access to legal abortion will be required to continue with their pregnancies and give birth, with the birth profound effects on their bodies, their health, and the course of their lives. If this court renounces the liberty interest recognized in Roe and reaffirmed in Casey, it would be an unprecedented contraction of individual rights and a stark departure from principles of stare decisis. The court has never revoked a right that is so fundamental to so many Americans and so central to their ability to participate fully and equally in society. The court should not overrule this central component of women's liberty.
Okay. When they talk about a central component of women's liberty, Justice Thomas responded in part to that, and we don't have it on tape, but what he said was this. He said, where exactly is this right that you believe is being revoked? Which is exactly the heart of the question. He says, if we were talking about the Second Amendment, I know exactly what we're talking about. If we're talking about the Fourth Amendment, I know what we're talking about. Because it's written. It's written down. It's there. There meaning in the text of the Constitution. What specifically is the right here that we're talking about? And again, no one is talking in this law about Mississippi about being forced to carry a baby to term. And she used that language, and it's very misleading. Because, and this is something that I think is going to be a crucial point in the court's decision. The Scott Stewart, the Solicitor General of Mississippi, was very good on this, and he was right on the point in response to Preligar, the Solicitor General of the United States. So Scott Stewart made the point very clearly that what you have here is an ability under the Mississippi law. Almost everybody knows that you're pregnant before 15 weeks. Maybe just before, but still before 15 weeks. And the Mississippi, under this law, would still have the right to seek an abortion if that is your choice before that 15 weeks. And you could say, how does that morally compute? Because, again, if you're talking about viability, and Roe itself talks about viability. You don't even have to overrule Roe, because they even acknowledge, when you read the decision, it claims that, yes, there is a right in the early stages of abortion, and then in the middle stages, the middle trimester of abortion, there is some right of the states to limit access to abortion. And what Casey does is it says that it should be a different standard. It shouldn't be based upon what trimester it is, because they acknowledge in the text of the Roe decision, they acknowledge that science is changing. And that later and later in the pregnancy, it's easier as time goes on to keep babies alive outside the womb. The idea, it's basically does not really go better for the pro-abortion side as the arguments went on. Justice Kavanaugh tried to answer this point of stare decisis, the idea that, well, we've never taken away a right, we've never contracted a right. He gives a partial list of some of the cases that have overturned precedent in the history of the court. This is 5A.
Think about some of the most important, some of the most cases, the most consequential cases in this court's history. There's a string of them where the cases overruled precedent. Brown v. Board, outlawed separate but equal. Baker versus Carr, which set the stage for one person, one vote. West Coast Hotel, which recognized the state's authority to regulate business. Miranda versus Arizona, which required police to give warnings when the right to about the right to remain silent and to have an attorney present to suspects in criminal custody. Lawrence v. Texas, which said that the state may not prohibit same-sex conduct. Knapp versus Ohio, which held that the exclusionary rule applies to state criminal prosecutions to exclude evidence obtained in violation of the Fourth Amendment. Gideon versus Wainwright, which guaranteed the right to counsel in criminal cases. Obergefell, which recognized the constitutional right to same-sex marriage. In each of those cases, and that's a list, and I could go on, and those are some of the most consequential and important in the court's history, the court overruled precedent.
And in other words, the one that's most important there is there was a case called Plessy versus Ferguson. We talked about it the other day, which ruled that it was constitutional, the court claimed, wrongly, but that was their claim in 1896, that it was okay for a state to forbid black and white people to ride together in the same train car. I mean, how idiotic. But then the 14th Amendment guarantees equal protection of the laws. That was overruled unanimously in 1954 by Brown versus School Board. Now, there's not going to be a simple overruling of Roe v. Wade, but there will be a different understanding of it. If you want to argue, yes, there's an implied right to some access to abortion in the Constitution, that would still be there if they uphold this Mississippi law. What does it mean for the country? What does it mean for the conservative movement and the Republicans? We'll talk about it all in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.